أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يروا كسفا من السماء ساقطا يقولوا سحاب مرقوم فذرهم حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي فيه يصعقون يوم لا يغني عنهم كيدهم شيئا ولا هم ينصرون وإن للذين ظلموا عذابا دون ذلك ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون واصبر لحكم ربك فإنك بأعيننا وسبح بحمد ربك حين تقوم ومن الليل فسبح وإدبار النجوم صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the ayahs before spoke of several possibilities that could have existed as to why the Quraysh or the disbelievers did not bring iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and none of those possibilities existed. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, and Allah says, وَإِن يَرَوْا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا. They would sometimes say to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that let a portion of the skies come down, and if the portion of the skies come down, then perhaps we will look at bringing iman. Some ulama say that here again they were drawing the torment and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, wa yaraw kisfan minas sama, and if they see a portion of the sky is saqitan, falling off, coming down, yaqulu sahabun markum, even then their arrogance and their stubbornness will be of such a nature, they will say that this is a mass of cloud. It is cloud that has come down, it is not a portion of the sky. So even when things are so clear to an individual, then also they would not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would not acknowledge, they would continue in their arrogant and stubborn way. فَذَرْهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So leave them, hatta yulaqu yawmahum alladhi fihi yus'aqun, until they see that day, they meet the day in which they will be struck by a thunderbolt and they will fall unconscious. The word yus'aqun here has two connotations. One is a person that is struck by a thunderbolt, and when that happens, obviously the person will fall unconscious. And that is the day of Qiyamah, that they will be shocked to such an extent that unconsciousness will come upon them. It is as though they have been completely struck. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. On that day, their plans and their plots will not be of any avail to them. That all that they had been planning against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of it would not help, no matter how much they may have planned, no matter to what fine detail their plans had been made, but they will be of absolute no avail. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they will not be assisted, no assistance will reach them whatsoever. In other words, they would have failed, their plots would have failed, and everything will be failure upon failure. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, and certainly for those who do wrong, for those who transgress, there is an adab besides that adab. In this world, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. From time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us signs. Sometimes there's an earthquake somewhere, sometimes there's a drought, sometimes there's scarcity of food, sometimes there's floods, and in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and Allah's might, and man needs to turn towards Allah. On an individual basis, sometimes there is affluence, sometimes there's poverty, sometimes there's happiness, sometimes there's sadness, sometimes it's a loss of someone, sometimes somebody is born into a family, and in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, Allah ta'ala gives us these jerks and these small little injections of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab in this world before that major adab comes in the hereafter. And for what is this? So that we may turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, But Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of them do not know. In other words, they don't even take heed to this adab that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time. Concluding the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, wasbir, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, persevere. In other words, go on patiently. The very initial part of the surah, fadhakir, your duty, your responsibility is to invite them, to warn them, to admonish them, to advise them, so that you will continue and wasbir, and now bear all this patiently, bear it with a great deal of perseverance, lihukmi rabbik, and remain persevering on the hukam and the command of your Rabb. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. For certainly, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are before our eyes. You are right in front of us. Allah Ta'ala observes everyone, Allah observes everything. But here, more specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are before our eyes. In other words, you are under our total protection. There is none that can harm you. There is no one that will be able to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to protect you. So you just continue and you be persevering on the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next command, wasabbih bihamdi rabbika hina taqum, and glorify with the praises of your Rabb. In other words, say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, hina taqum, when you stand up. Now when you stand up, one is when you stand up in the morning, when you get up, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person gets up at night, then that person should read, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, subhanallahi walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say Rabbi ighfirli, O my Rabb, forgive me, or make any other dua, that dua will be accepted. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for the person that intends, then he makes wudu and he performs salat, that salat will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one is standing up and getting up in the morning, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is when we stand up, hina taqum, for our salat. And that is why after we say Allahu Akbar, our takbir tahrima, then we read thana, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka, wa ta'ala jadduka, wa la ilaha ghayruk. That is all in following this hukam and this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get up from a gathering, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk. And in that manner, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us that it all the times that when we get up, we should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa min al-layl fasabbihhu, and a portion of the night, make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have stated that here it refers to the Maghrib and the Isha salat. Others have stated it is the time of tahajjud. Wa idbar an-nujum, and at the time when the stars decline, when the stars set. And some have stated it is the time of Fajr. Others said more specifically it is the two rakats, sunnat of Fajr, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to. Whatever the reference is, day and night, remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah rabbul izzati give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.